So he did what many of us only ever dream of. He fought the city and won. His car was severely damaged by a pothole, and he's not the only one, because just last year in 2022, there were actually a record number of claims, the highest number ever of drivers asking to be compensated by the Ville de Montréal for damage to their vehicles from hitting, you guessed it, potholes. So before I get into those numbers, let's hear Eric Buzzaglo's story, because when he hit a pothole back in 2018, it caused more than $8,000 worth of damage. And while it was, yes, quite an ordeal, he did in the end manage to get compensated. Eric joins us now. Thanks for your time, Eric.
Hi, Natasha.
So tell us how this happened. How big was that pothole that you hit?
Yeah, it was, I would describe it as a crater. It was a little over 30 centimeters wide and I'd say another 20 centimeters in width.
Okay, where was it?
Quite deep. It was on the service road, which is highly known for their asphalt-finished roads, whereas on the main highway, on the 40, it's made out of concrete, so the material's a little bit different. It doesn't adhere as better during the winter seasons, and it was on the 40 service-bound on the east side.
Okay,
east
I have a question. As someone who has hit possibly one or two or 20 potholes over the years, Eric, I'm curious. It's the worst feeling in the world, right, to go over it, and the next thing you know, your tire goes flat and you find that out. As soon as you did, what did you do as soon as you hit it?
Well, it's funny because, I mean, I've hit potholes in the past myself, and, you know, I just reached a boiling point where I hit this pothole and instantly my suspension was shot. And I was like, how is the city getting away with this time and time over? And upon looking closer into it, I mean, I think we're all aware of Article 604.1 stating that the city is not responsible or of any prejudice against or any damages related to your vehicle. And for me, it was like, well, what if I can prove negligence on the city's part when this happened? And so that's sort of how I pivoted my story when I filed the claim against the city.
Okay. I don't think most people know that specific article, but I think you're right that there's sort of an attitude of like, it's hopeless. You're not going to get anywhere. Yeah. So why bother fighting? So you had just reached, like you said, a boiling point. Things had happened too many times and this damage was too extensive where you were like, I'm not going to take it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So I looked into it and it's just a matter of applying in the small claims. So for any damages less than $15,000 that you want to pursue someone, you can file a claim against the city or for whomever, if it's a neighbor or if it's a contractor, whatever it may be. And you can do it within 15 days of when the incident took place. And at the end of the day, I had to prove that there was a negligence on the city's part. How was I able to prove it? Well, the day that I drove on the service road, there were cones tucked to the side of the service road. And I was able to drive right through the road. But the following day when I went back to check the area where I hit the pothole, there were cones already placed on the road. So I told myself, well, if the cones were tucked to the side the day before and then the next day they were on the road, well, that means the city was aware. So I called the borough of Ville-Saint-Laurent and they knew about this incident a few days prior to when I hit the pothole. And there was a ticket issued to the city to have construction workers place cones there so that they can begin the work. And that's when, you know, the piece of the puzzles came together and I realized that, you know, they should have just created a barrier on that specific lane from the very beginning.
Okay. Were you going to even consider doing this? I mean, Natasha said off the top, you had 8,000, it's not a flat tire, right? That's a whole lot. That's your front end.
Suspension, yeah.
Had it been like a couple of hundred bucks or a thousand, would you have still done it?
For me, it got to the point where it's out of principle where the city is just getting away with all of it. And I did, you know, intend on pursuing the city and not filing an insurance claim. However, you only have up to 2 years to officially submit your insurance claim from the date it took, the day the incident happened. And because it took over 2 years to get a court date, I had no choice but to file a claim against insurance in case I were to lose my claim against the city.
How frustrating.
Well, wait a second. So insurance is you're worried about the insurance claim because you think it'll jack up your rate because you had to make a claim?
Yeah, I mean, I like to avoid
making
claims altogether because, A, your rate goes up, and two, you still have to pay deductible.
Sure.
You still have to go through all the trouble. And in this case, I just had enough and went full steam ahead.
So we're going to run out of time here, but at the end of the day, how much money did you get back, and how long total did it take until you got compensated?
Yeah, so I ended up getting a court date 2.5 years later.
Okay.
And so, I ended up getting $1,000 for my deductible, plus interest, plus the court fees, which to register a claim, it's $187. So I do encourage people to not be discouraged if ever they do hit a pothole. I think we have some mild temperatures today, so it's very likely we'll spot a few craters along the way on your commute. And I did it. It worked out. I'm really happy about it. And I just want to send out my message out there that it can be done by anyone.
Okay. Bravo. Thank you, Eric. Thanks so much for telling us your story today. And I hope it does encourage more people to do the same.
Thank you.